it and I saw it. And now I'm not speaking for myself. There's so many people of my generation and older that say exactly the same thing to me. And, you know, so that's a proof that all change is not necessarily progress. So we've moved forward, and yes, our toilets and our bathrooms are inside the house instead of down the end of the garden, but life is not as rich as it used to be.
One Christmas Eve, I met a gentleman in Christiana Street. He said to me, he said, "Good night, old Toff." I said, "Good night, sir." He says, "Where is Tiger Bee?" I looked up at him and I said, "You're right in the heart of Tiger Bee." He said, "How is that?" "Well, that's just what it is." He said, "To tell you the truth, I came here, I was told that I'm going to see Blood on the Moon, and I haven't seen it. So, well, while you are in it now, you know it."
Tiger Bay, it's just like a fancy dress ball, and those who can't say that they've been down the bay, well, they haven't seen Cardiff at all.
Death and Life of the Street was presented by Lindsay Hanley and the producer was Martin Williams. Well, welcome back to the Royal Albert Hall from me, Martin Hanley. The final part of this three-section BBC Prom live on Radio 3 being given by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Andrew Litton. There's just one work, Prokofiev's Fourth Symphony, a piece which has only ever had one outing at the Proms until now. And like the Bach Symphony and the Bartok Concerto, it's a work that originally dates from the years around 1930. Prokofiev had put together his previous symphony out of music from his opera The Fiery Angel. The following year, he was busy writing his biblical ballet score, The Prodigal Son, for Diaghilev's Ballet Russe, when he realised, as he noted in his diary, that, hey presto, I could concoct a fourth symphony out of the ballet. He was pleased to make the discovery because he was pushed for time to write the symphony Koussevitzky had commissioned from him for use during the 50th birthday celebrations of his Boston Symphony Orchestra. The resulting piece didn't go down too well with the conductor, who thought he was being shortchanged with some regurgitated music. Both in Boston and later in Paris, the symphony wasn't a big success. Prokofiev was perplexed by the response, kept faith in what he called his simple and clear symphony, and 17 years later he rewrote it in an expanded version for specifically Soviet consumption. Not only did it become a longer piece, but it required a much larger orchestra. What it kept intact was its innate tunefulness, ideal for the requirements of the Soviet musical censors. I asked Andrew Litton whether he thinks Prokofiev was right to have a second go at the symphony.
My take on it is that he made a good decision to revise it, but I do think it's a better piece. I think he really fixed it. And I'm struck also by, in the revised number 4 that we're doing tonight, how much like Romeo and Juliet it is. Same orchestration, same harmonies, same approach, the same use of the flute, for example. Mm. And
yes, Prokofiev, the ballet composer, is a specific animal, isn't he?
Yes, yes. And so to have this symphony come out of a ballet, as it did, I think is very much a brilliant move on his part. I'd like to say that, you know, now having worked on the Fourth Symphony, I'm going to be doing it a lot. I love it. I think it's a brilliant piece.
And yeah. I was going to ask you about the end of it, which is like Shostakovich in a way. There's certainly a double-edged sword there at the end.
Very much so. It's a very bitter, twisted sort of end. I mean, it reluctantly resolves at the very last, well, the penultimate bar, finally. But I agree with you. After a lot of the levity of the earlier parts of the last movement, to have this coda that's quite horrific, actually, it's terrifying in its own way. Brilliant composer. I just think it's so wonderful that, you know, we can still find works by a great composer that deserve to be played.
Andrew Litton, Prokofiev's Fourth Symphony. A very hollow, ambiguous triumph at the end of Prokofiev's Fourth Symphony in its revised 1947 version, performed to end tonight's mega prom, given by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Cleo Gould, conducted by Andrew Litton, who added in that woodblock at the end of the finale in the same sort of place it came in the first movement. He said it just made it all the more scary, that music. Perhaps that Shostakovich-like end, supposedly optimistic and heroic, but somehow the opposite, was the reason why Prokofiev's revised version of his Fourth Symphony wasn't performed in the Soviet Union until a decade after its completion. Adrian Vold from the BBC Symphony Orchestra got in 7 years earlier. And you feel that in 1947, the older, wiser Prokofiev, commenting on his rather glibber 1930 original, he said in 1947, each of us has wounds which cannot be healed. One has lost those dear to him, another has lost his health. Prokofiev's own health after concussion following a fall was weakened. Well, back comes Andrew Litton. He's just been recording the Liszt concertos with Stephen Huff up in Bergen, where he is music director. He's just bringing the percussion to their feet. As for the RPO, well, they're just back from Shanghai, the festival, where they've been artists in residence working with the Shanghai Youth Orchestra, as well as playing with their chief conductor, Charles Dutoit, and at a residency at the Montreux Festival in September. A few weeks now, a bit more to relax, and then at the end of September, they're back at the Cadogan Hall for the start of their new season. Program of Gershwin with José Cerebrio, then off around the country on a European tour with Charles Dutoit and a certain Yuja Wang playing Rachmaninoff's second concerto. Well, Andrew Litton's going around the orchestra, bringing up each section in turn. It's just the violas and the cellos now. But time for me to say that tomorrow evening's prom, live, of course, here on Radio 3, all Russian programmes starting at 7:30, with the name on the other side of Prokofiev coin, Shostakovich. The Philharmonia, with its principal conductor, Esa-Pekka Salonen, Shostakovich and Stravinsky's Ballet Petrushka, 1947 suite, and Tchaikovsky's Francesca da Rimini, complete and exciting programme. That's for tomorrow, but for now, with a tired but very happy audience, I think, here in the Royal Albert Hall, time for me to hand you on to Jill Anderson, back at base in Broadcasting House, to host the rest of your Radio 3 evening.
Thank you very much. That was Martin Handley at the Royal Albert Hall. And there's another chance to hear tonight's prom on Thursday afternoon at 2:15 here on Radio 3. Well, at 10:30 this evening, we'll be hearing more from BBC Radio 3's new generation artists, from two pianists, in fact. Khatia Bunyachichvili will play music by Liszt, and Benjamin Grosvenor will play works by Chopin. But for now, let's hear music by the composers featured in tonight's prom. Firstly, music by Samuel Barber. Just after World War II had finished, he wrote one of his most treasured works, Knoxville, Summer of 1915. He set words by James Agee, nostalgic words evoking more innocent times. As Agee wrote, "We're talking now of summer evenings in Knoxville, Tennessee, in the time that I lived there so successfully disguised to myself as a child." Here's the soprano Barbara Hendricks and members of the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Michael Tilson Thomas, to perform Samuel Barber's Knoxville, Summer of 1915.
Thank you. Thank you.
Knoxville, Summer of 1915 by Samuel Barber. The soprano was Barbara Hendricks with the London Symphony Orchestra and the conductor Michael Tilson Thomas. Now, Raphael Wolfisch and John York play two arrangements of Prokofiev's music, the March from The Love for Three Oranges, arranged by Piatigorsky, and the Adagio from 10 Pieces from Cinderella in Prokofiev's own arrangement.
Thank you.
Rafael Valfish played the march from Prokofiev's Love for Three Oranges, and he and John York played the adagio from Ten Pieces from Cinderella, also by Prokofiev. This is BBC Radio 3. The time is 10:30. And now we have another programme showcasing the BBC Radio 3's new generation artists. Every autumn, six or seven artists or groups who are beginning to make a mark on the music scene are invited to join Radio 3's New Generation Artist Scheme, which offers them unique opportunities to develop their talents. And these include concerts in London and around the UK, appearances and recordings with the BBC orchestras, studio recordings for Radio 3, and last but not least, appearances at the Proms. And both pianists featured tonight have already played at the Proms this year. Khatia Bunyachishvili played works by Liszt and Prokofiev at a Proms chamber music concert. And Benjamin Grosvenor played Liszt's second piano concerto at the first night and Britten's piano concerto with the National Youth Orchestra. Well, we start with a piece by Liszt, played by Khatia Bunyachishvili, who was born in Georgia and is in her second year as a new generation artist. La Lugubre Gondola is one of Liszt's most important late works. It was inspired by the death of Richard Wagner in 1883. He died in Venice, and the funeral procession to Bayreuth began with the funeral gondola to the railway station. Thank you. La Lugubre Gondola by Franz Liszt. It was played by Khatia Banyashishvili from her recent CD of music by Liszt. Our next pianist this evening is Benjamin Grosvenor, who's 19 years old and has already become an internationally recognised musician. He's played with many world-class orchestras and made recordings, and it's music from his debut CD that we'll hear now. The Scherzo No. 4 in E, Opus 54, was the last of Chopin's four scherzos and was published in 1843 with a dedication to Clotilde de Caraman, one of Chopin's pupils. Here's Benjamin Grosvenor to play Chopin's Scherzo No. 4 in E. Thank you. Benjamin Grosvenor played Chopin's Scherzo No. 4 in E, Opus 54. And that performance is on his debut CD, released this year, of music by Chopin, Liszt and Ravel. Well, let's hear some more from that CD. Here's a mixture of two composers, Chopin transcribed by Liszt. Here are My Joys and The Maiden's Wish. Thank you. Benjamin Grosvenor played two pieces by Chopin, transcribed by Liszt, The Maiden's Wish, and before it, My Joys.
The BBC Proms, a festival of extraordinary musical experiences.
The music of Johannes Brahms looms large in the 2011 BBC Proms. And this week, a celebrated interpreter of his music conducts a pair of all Brahms concerts on consecutive nights. Bernard Haitink leads the Chamber Orchestra of Europe through two Brahms symphonies and two Brahms piano concertos with Emmanuel Ax. That's Brahms with Haitink, Ax and the Chamber Orchestra of Europe at the BBC Proms. Starting Friday night on BBC Radio 3 at 7 o'clock.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. Now Late Junction with Verity Sharp.
There's a set of button box reels from Gabe McVarish. He's a fiddle player originally from California, but now living in the West Highlands of Scotland. And he was joined there by the box player, Luke Daniels. Welcome to Late Junction. Nipping over to Canada, here's a song from Le Vent du Nord, from their latest release, La Part du Feu, and it's a song called Les Métiers.
Sous ce sont les filles de Saint-Romain. Ils ont cinq ou six amas, le premier c'est un petit boiteux.
Il a la patte trop courte.
Le temps de le voir venir, seul homme en dégoûte.
Le temps de le voir venir, seul homme en dégoûte.
Le deuxième c'est un coureur, encore un métier de malheur, encore un métier de malheur.
Un métier bien viciable.
Si le chapeau vient à virer, voilà le couvreur au diable.
Si le chapeau vient à virer, voilà le couvreur au diable.
Le troisième, c'est un pêcheur, encore un métier de malheur, encore un métier de malheur.
Métier bien viciable.
Si le chaloupe vient à virer, voilà le pêcheur au diable.
Si le chaloupe vient à virer, voilà le pêcheur au diable.
Le quatrième, c'est un cabaretier, encore un métier de malheur, encore un métier de malheur.
Un métier bien viciable.
Si les pieds de table viennent à manquer, voilà l'hiver au diable.
Si les pieds de table viennent à manquer, voilà l'hiver au diable.
Le cinquième, c'est un choix de violon, c'est lui qui aura mon mignon, c'est lui qui aura mon mignon,
qui aura ma pratique.
Lui jouera du violon, moi jouerai de la musique.
Lui jouera du violon, moi jouerai de la musique.
Thank you.
That's Apollo's Fire and two well-loved tunes, The Ways of the World and The Dusty Miller. And that's from an album that they put together from the sort of music they say that you might find while journeying through rural America in the early 19th century. And the